Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is! Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back here on The Fan. A little Avenged Sevenfold. Call now. Call the number 10. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And as a chance with a pair, last chance with a pair of tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold, Life is But a Dream, North American Tour over at Prudential Center, Sunday, March 31. And it's all from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit livenation.com. Listen again tomorrow, same time, another shot to win.
That's tomorrow's the last chance.
I don't know. We've been through this a million times.
No, tomorrow's it. That's it, Friday.
Is that it?
Yeah, that is the last. Like,
well,
I
the
mean,
show
next
is March
week.
31st.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's it. So, yeah. Well, I mean, they still, well, to win tickets,
oh,
though. We're not giving them away next week, are we?
How do you know? Maybe the program director
he just told me. It says in the paper, last chance.
We went through this on Tuesday, right, and I was confused. Now I'm more confused.
You never know. Maybe there's like a they find more tickets that they want to give away.
Dude, right? Where's the pizza?
People walk
in.
I waited back there for 10 minutes.
Well, you didn't get anything. You didn't produce anything. You said this pizza.
Just like the show.
Before the break, Hoff goes, before the break, he goes, all right, I'm going to go back and see if we can grab a pie for the show. You know, we'll split it up, whatever. I'm walking around out there. I see people back from engineering with three plates in their hands. I see Izzo walking back to digital. He's got plates in his hand. I come in, I go, oh, BT, I think the pizza's here. Hoff's sitting in the studio. Oh, I don't know where it is. You know what? Mike used to do it. It was right in the middle of the newsroom. You couldn't miss it. All the games were on. There were pizzas piled up. You couldn't miss it.
It's like they're trying to hide it from us. Huff.
I was premature, I'm sorry.
What do you mean premature? You went back there too early?
You weren't.
Yeah. I was. I was the first one there, and nothing was there.
Yeah, well.
I swear.
Did you circle back?
I had other things to do.
This guy.
That was a nice way of saying, circle back.
Yeah.
Did you circle back?
Yeah.
Go get the pizza.
Yeah, circle back now. All right, Hoff. Hopefully something's left there besides crumbs and anchovy pizza.
Was going to fill out one of these things like, oh, what do you love about the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I did that too yesterday, right? Is that what you talking about?
What was your first answer? Yeah.
What was the first question?
What do you love about?
Oh, the unpredictability.
Yeah. You know what mine was?
Food.
Pizza.
Gambling.
Pizza.
Yeah, I got
it. That's it.
Yeah.
Pizza. I was going to say, Francesa and pizza. That's the only thing I love about it.
I got as much as I'm pumped for because I really am hungry. I haven't eaten much in the last couple because I haven't
just
felt.
Took down a bag of chips.
Well,
I know.
Yeah, but healthy ones, like the harvest ones, the non-oiled ones, the, are they called here? The sun chips.
Okay, all right.
Because I've been sick, so I've had a lot of soup. So I am hungry, so I could justify a couple pieces. But you know what? I need a calzone.
Ham or no?
More plain. But if I do, so I'll do a little meatball or sausage, more so than the ham. A calzone, you can't do it more than two or three times a year, but my, calzone's, it's money.
My only complaint with the calzone, no matter what spot you go to, like even the best of spots, they don't fill the ends of the calzone properly.
It's all bread, it's all dough. That's where you got to dip it in the marinara. That's why you still got to do something with that.
No, I cut those off. I go right to the middle. Give me the regard. Give me the cheese.
Talk about looking like a gavone.
Yo,
I just stuffed that down my throat. It looks like I'm bleeding. I have gravy and sauce all over my face. Well, all right.
If you could choose one, calzone or spam?
I'll go with the calzone. Spam's a close second, though. Let's get back to this Ohtani stuff, which is, at the very least, interesting and, worst case, as problematic a potential situation baseball's ever had, and that includes Pete Rose. If. Mike's in Belmore. Mike, BT and Sal, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Listen, I have a question. Now, I don't know. I want to preface this by saying I'm about an hour behind on the app, so I don't know if anyone has brought this up.
Okay.
But what about Ohtani committing a crime? Because he's now transferred money, a wire transfer, for an illegal gambling debt, because it's illegal to bet in California.
Correct. It's those who don't know, I'm going to let you finish. 40 of the 50 states have legal gambling. California is one of the 10 who does not.
So now, my question is that wire fraud? And if so,
how's it fraud?
It would be very easy in the digital age, but I want to stay in my lane here. I'm not a lawyer, but I think that you would have to be able to prove that Ohtani knew the transfer was for gambling and paying off an illegal offshore book or something that wasn't under the government's guise, if you will.
Now, I agree with that, but the only thing is, that the report came out saying that it was told that this should be said it was a loan. So now you now deceive the people that are going over the transfer to say it's a loan rather than paying something off. Yeah. Now that's my only question. I know we're getting into minutiae.
Yeah,
right
I don't know.
And then plus, if he's out of state, now you're talking about a federal crime.
Yeah, crossing different boundaries and state jurisdictions, depending upon the state. There's a lot going on here, Mike.
Wait a second, though. Hi, and thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate you checking in.
Appreciate it, bud.
How could Ohtani, let's just say Ohtani was being a good guy.
Okay.
Paid off his buddy's debt.
Yep.
To an illegal gambler.
I think he would be in no trouble.
That's what I'm saying. How could he get wired for it? He's sending money that he's trying to get his buddy out of. If anything, they should get the money back bookie should be in jail.
But hold on a second. It depends. That's why I preface it with, and this will be digitally tracked and uncovered immediately. If Ohtani knew that it was a $4.5 million lifeline for illegal gambling, and you can prove that Ohtani knew. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but I would think that there could be something there. It's not like you just gave him $4.5 million. Listen, if you came to me,
Sal. If the bookie says I'm going to kill this guy if you don't pay this money.
Sal, if you came to me, but that's different than the law. I mean, the emotions of, I know what you mean. The law.
Right, but
if you come to me and you say, BT, I got a massive, and like if I had $4.5 million to give you. I'm down big, and these guys are going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. It's not with FanDuel. Right. It's with guys that you can't mess with, right? I need the money by tomorrow. Can you please help me out or I might be dead?
Right.
And if I had it, I'd give it to you, right? But if you told me, and I'm just talking out loud here.
Right.
If you told me what it was for, and then I gave it to you, that very well, to the caller's point, might be different if you just said, hey, can I borrow $4.5 million? I've got a business endeavor that I want to pursue, and I give it to you.
And if I say
knowledge means something, I would think.
So if you know that it's for a massive gambling debt to a bookie.
Through an illegal gambling outlet. That's the key.
What are you supposed to do? Not pay it?
Well, that's not the point. The court doesn't care about what you're supposed to do.
Right, but why would the people who pay the money be the criminals as opposed to the guy who's
ringing that they would be. I'm just saying on some most basic, almost benign, unfair level, are you an accessory to the crime? I don't know.
I'm not
a lawyer. What I'm saying is I don't know that you could rule anything out when it's crossing state lines and international stuff and tax evasion and wire fraud,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This could be terrible. Could be bad. Maddie's in Connecticut, Matt, or it could be not so bad. What's going on, Matt?
ET and Sal, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up, dude, Matt? How are you?
So if you read the ESPN article, it says that these transfers took place over the course of months. They
yes.
mentioned September and October.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Ohtani signed with the Dodgers in December. And we also know that this contract that Ohtani's camp approached the Dodgers about included unnecessarily large amounts of deferrals.
Yep.
Like, it's not like his tax, his you know, cap hit or tax hit or whatever.
Luxury hit.
$2 million
yep.
a year for the life of his. Right. So is there any thought given to the fact that potentially Ohtani's team knew that there was a substantial suspension coming and you don't get paid during a suspension? So they're like, hey, let's keep the lion's share of the money as far away from a possible suspension as possible.
I don't think you ruled it out. I think that at this point, Matt, which is why I said thanks for the call, at this point to me, everything is on the table. Everything. Because they went to them. The Dodgers didn't say, hey, so we can sign Yamamoto. Here's, and both of you guys, here's a creative way of us being able to justify to our, you know, board of trustees, our owners, whatever the board, that we can do this. Let's defer X amount and get both you guys in the door. No, it was the opposite. Ohtani's people went to them with this unique presentation. Why did they do it? Was it to gain interest down the road? I mean, there's viable legal economic benefits to doing it, but some might think, and it could be also another way to circumvent getting hit hard now. I don't know.
I can't even let my mind go there. I also cannot just shoot it down without any kind of, like, it could be true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so unique, his contract, that now after the fact, knowing the timeline, as the caller pointed out, it could theoretically add up. I'm not believing it. I don't want to believe that. But it could add up.
It could. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. Back to these. Oh, here's the pizza. Oh, here's a pizza guy.
Only regular?
There he is. Do we have any square pieces? Wait, what? You didn't even get the good pizza.
It looks pretty good. I'm starving. I can't eat that, but I do want it. Yeah.
Do we have any squares in there or no? No Sicilians?
No grandma slice?
I'm going to go back there, too.
Any grandma slice?
Any sausage? Oh, I'm going back.
Any calzones back there?
Oh, God, calzone would be sick. Anyway.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.